Luke chapter 14. And as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, they watched him. And there was a certain man before him who had the dropsy. And Jesus answering said to the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" And they kept quiet. And he took him and healed him and let him go. And answered them, "Which of you shall have an ass or an ox that's fallen into a pit, and will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" And they couldn't answer him back about these things. And he put out a parable to those who had been invited, when he saw how they chose out the best rooms, saying to them, "When you are invited by any man to a wedding, don't sit down in the highest room, because a more honorable man than you might have been invited by him. And he that invited you and him come and say to you, 'Give this man the room.' And you begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when you are invited, go and sit down in the lowest room, so that when he that invited you comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then you'll have admiration in the presence of those who sit to eat with you. For whoever lifts up himself shall be brought low, but he that humbles himself shall be lifted up." Then he said also to him that invited him, "When you make a dinner or a supper, don't invite your friends, nor your brothers, nor your kinsmen, nor your rich neighbors, or they'll also invite you back, and you'll be repaid. But when you make a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed, for they can't repay you, for you'll be repaid at the rising of the just from the dead." And when one of those who sat to eat with him heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." And he said to him, "A certain man made a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything's now ready.' And they all began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to test them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and that's why I can't come.' So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and those who walk with difficulty and the blind.' And the servant said, 'Lord, it is done of you as you've commanded, and yet there's room.' And the Lord said to the servant, 'Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, so that my house will be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste of my supper.' And great multitudes went with him. And he turned and said to them, 'If any man comes to me and doesn't hate his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he can't be my disciple. And whoever doesn't carry his cross and come after me can't be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, doesn't sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Otherwise, perhaps after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that see it begin to make fun of him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going to make war against another king doesn't sit down first and consult whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends an ambassador and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he is of you that doesn't forsake all that he has, he can't be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, with what will it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the manure pile, but men throw it out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear.